janefinch.com.
All right, so I'm with Marcia Iglesias, coordinator for this year's Driftwood Festival. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm just running around, but it's good.
All right. So let our viewers know some of the stuff that's happening. This has been a festival that's been going on for 32 years. It's a landmark event. It's so rooted in the community. So let's let our viewers know what's popping off here.
All right, so we have some toys for the kids. They're bouncy castle. We have one right over here. We also have a sumo wrestling with that suit. we also have a mural show that's going on. It's two muralists, Latin American muralists, are here to do something migrant workers, Jamaican migrant workers to be specific. Awesome. And we have the show right here. We're having the people from the community showcasing their moves, their art, and everything. So it's very good. The other side, there's a mini circuit, so it's for kids. It's a fun place for like toddlers and stuff. But the most popular seems to be the jumpy castle.
And of course, community radio, CHRY 105.5 is here. And what's their role on the other side too?
They're promoting, they're one of our co-sponsors in media that are promoting our event. They have been for a month, always, you know, showcasing the same commercial, 20-second commercial every, like, I don't even know how many times a day. Yeah.
So what are some of the lineups, the interviews? What kind of artists have been performing today?
We have one very, there's this upcoming artist, her name is Trish. She's going to be the last performer. Okay. And she's actually signed onto a record, so we managed to get her. And we also have a percussionist, a Latin American percussionist who's really famous here in Toronto as well, Ruben Esguera. So they're one of our biggest. As well, we do have community center-based dances that are incredible.
Awesome. Yes. And there's a lot of food, right?
Yes.
Lots of food.
Taste of food.
Ah, all right.
So good.
So what are some of the organizations here, and why is it important that they're even a part of the festival?
Some of the organizations, it's very all community-based. There's some that aren't either, but want to outreach to the community, such as Planet and Focus, Mujer. They know the importance of outreaching, because that's how you get people.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. So how was it today, CHRY at Driftwood Festival?
Well, it was good as usual. I think CHRY always is proud to represent here at Driftwood. We've been doing this, I'm told now, about 23 years, so that precedes my time at the station. And the Driftwood Festival has been going on for 30 years, so the partnership is definitely long-standing, and we hope to continue to do it and do it better and better each year. This year we tried to mix up our lineup some more, expose even more of our show offerings, so people who are in the community who already listen to us get to meet some of the people here. We'd hope that even more people would have come out and support. That's the only thing I'm noticing this year. It's, you know, it's the best weather that Driftwood has had in a few years, and you know, we would have hoped that a little bit more of the community would have showed up and, you know, supported the events.
Well, hopefully they're listening on CHRY at home.
well, you know.
Right. So then they are here. Yeah.
Yes.
So why is it important? Like, CHRY has been supporting the process throughout, some of the background stuff. So what was some of the support CHRY was able to do for the festival?
We're able to provide our opportunity for volunteers to come in and do some spoken word work, so they can interview some of the organizers of the event and able to do on-the-spot editing here at the center. So that's some great exposure to that media industry.
And you guys co-sponsored the event and supported in advertising. What did that look like?
Well, it's good in a sense for us as a station to always be connected to the community. That's important with any sort of media, that we know who we talk to and we see them every day. So I think that CHRY is just doing what we're supposed to do as a community campus radio station.
My name is Celia Smith. My group name is Jane Finch Youth Group. It's a nonprofit organization in the Jane and Finch community.
All right. So what are you doing here today?
Okay, I'm doing fundraising for the group. We are not supported by any funders, so I normally do my little fundraising to get some funding to buy our supplies.
Absolutely. And who can get to your group? Who's a part of your group? How they can get in contact with you?
We have our flyers, we have our newsletter that gives all the information of the things we do. We have our sign-up sheets that they have to sign up with if they want to join the group.
All right. Yeah. So what kind of things do you guys do? Kind of fun stuff?
Yeah, we do arts and crafts. We do reading and tutoring. We do musical instruments. So, and we have a choir that sings around in the community.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today. Good luck with your fundraiser.
Thank you.
My name is Kanika Watkins, and I'm the program manager for Success Beyond Limits.
All right. And what is Success Beyond Limits?
Success Beyond Limits is an amazing program. It's a not-for-profit organization, and we have a partnership with the Toronto District School Board. So we're actually located in Westview Secondary School right down the street, and our main focus is helping youth transition into high school. So what we're doing is we take students from Brookview, students from Oakdale, 100 in total, and we have a summer program for them at York University.
Awesome.
So we're really just giving them that jump start that they need. We get a credit towards high school, so working in the morning, math, English, life skills, afternoon, just doing a whole bunch of fun activities. And this is the posse, this is it. And we also have high school students that we hire, grade 11s and 12s, to be mentors to the program.
All right, awesome. And how long has Success Beyond Limits has been around for?
Success Beyond Limits has been around since 2010, but it's an extension of a previous model that was started in 2006.
Awesome, awesome. And how can people get in contact with Success Beyond Limits?
Two ways. We have a website, successbeyondlimits.org, or you can also just add us on Facebook, Success Beyond Limits.
All right.
Or like I said, come check us at Westview. We're on the second floor.
All right, awesome. Yeah. And what do you think about the festival today?
Oh, this is amazing. I love it. This is exactly what we need to see. Different places coming together in the community, the youth getting so much different things to do, whether it's basketball or playing games, and it's for all ages. You have the little games for the little kids outside. You have stuff for the older kids. You get to see what's happening in Driftwood Community Center, the different dance groups and different drumming and whatnot that takes place here throughout the week.
And
throughout
the year. Beyond Limits.
Exactly. You know, like everyone getting to come together and see what's happening in the community, because there's so much great things going on. And so I love this every year. I do. I love it.
All right. I do see you here every year. Yeah. All right. So what's going on here? Some sweeties here.
Well, we have nice, delicious Caribbean pastries. We got potato pudding. We got currant rolls, festivals, dumplings. Fried dumplings, and coconut cake, jerk chicken.
And my favorite.
And fresh sugarcane juice.
Yes.
Come on down.
All right.
And chips.
It's been a wonderful evening. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So have people been coming for the sweeties?
People has been coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It was very nice.
And what do you think about the festival and everything?
The festival is just awesome. The people are nice. It's beautiful and just wonderful.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear.
What's your name and what is it that you're doing here today?
I'm Nakia and I'm the assistant for the Children and Youth Dance Theater.
Okay.
And we've been here for over 17 years now, and we operate out of Driftwood Community Center. We're here every Saturdays and every Friday, and we offer a variety of dance to the youth in the community. It's mostly girls, but they do ballet, lyrical, modern, hip-hop, African, Afro-Caribbean.
And you guys do a lot of contests and competitions. And
yes, we do. We actually, behind us, we have a lot of trophies that we won from the Caribbean Junior Folklore competition that we just did. They've also won a couple from Stomp and Starcatcher. So they
Stomp! That was great. That
was
just a couple Saturdays
it was
ago.
A couple Saturdays.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how are you enjoying your time here?
I love
How's it. How's the festival?
I love it. Love the festival, love the kids, like all the smiling, bright faces and all the positivity and the vibes.
Right.
It's nice.
Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem.
All right, so I'm with performer Nice Touch. She was on the stage earlier today. How was that?
It was great. It was great. I love coming out to the community events and just supporting and performing and a lot of love and feedback. It's good.
Yeah. So what do you think of the festival?
I think it sucks. I want my money back. No, I'm just kidding. Honestly, like I said, I love to come out to community events where everybody's just coming together in unity and there's, you know, no negative vibes. It's just all positive. So I'm all for it.
And you've been blessing some community stages. You were at a fundraiser. You were at the wrap-off at Oakdale Community Center. Now you're at Driftwood at the next part of the year. Like, you're just moving around.
I get it in, you know. I keep busy. That's what you got to do, right?
So how can we check out your art and your work? How can we find you?
Well, I have some stuff on my MySpace, myspace.com/nicetouch09nyce. It's not updated, it's not new. I'm working on getting that updated. My new single, I Write the Songs, is on unsignedhypemusic.com. And then you just search for Nice Touch again. That's with a Y because I like to be different.
Yes, yes.
And soundcloud.com/nicetouch.
All right.
And Twitter, @nicetouchmusic. Everything right. is Nice Touch. Right. Gmail,
so,
same thing.
All right. So the Nice Touch, let's just spell it out.
NYCETOUCH.
All right. I'm with the MCs at Driftwood Multicultural Festival today. How are you guys doing?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm thankful.
What are your names?
My name is Sasha Allison Lady Locks.
My name is Antonius.
Clark.
Antonius Clark.
All right. And what was the festival, the performances like today?
It was great and phenomenal. I really liked it this year. It was really diverse, great energy, and it looked like a lot of people came out to represent their talent and their culture.
Awesome. What did you like about the festival?
And that it was diverse and there was more than one variety.
All right. So any shout outs to any of the performers that you really like that stood out to you today?
I think I have to shout out everybody. You know, I love people that take the time to do their craft. I really want to shout out everybody on the advisory committee to bring stuff like this together and, you know, to bring people together on this level, because it takes a lot and a lot of commitment and dedication. So yeah. Big up.